Dear friends, Jesus' apostles found much comfort and peace in his company. His miraculous powers and authoritative teaching were most reassuring. Yet he had to prepare them for his physical departure. To their shock, their master was going to voluntarily hand himself over to his enemies to be humiliated, mocked, and inflicted with the most painful human sufferings. He was to experience the worst form of execution, dying on a cross between two criminals. So, before the eyes of all, he would look weak and helpless. Of course, this raised serious questions and even doubts. What was happening? Was Jesus losing his power? Was he not who they thought he was? What about them? What would happen to them? Undoubtedly, Jesus' main concern was the well-being of his beloved faithful followers, especially the apostles whom he had appointed to take his gospel message to the world. They needed comfort and assurance that he would not abandon them. In the 14th chapter of John's Gospel, we read his words to them. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Already he had clearly spoken to them of his Godhead and his unity as the Son with the other two persons of the Holy Trinity, the Father and the Holy Spirit. Then he explains how he would continue to be with them, saying, The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. He also said, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Dear friends, Jesus' assurance to his people of his continued presence gives them peace. This peace is totally different from what the world calls peace. Let us notice the involvement of both the Father and the Holy Spirit with Jesus, the Son, in providing this unique peace. Jesus, being human as well as divine, did all that is needed to bring divine peace. While physically on earth, he asked the Father to send the Holy Spirit. Let us keep in mind that this request is also in Jesus' own name. The Holy Spirit's work is to continue the presence of the Master among his own people. Even after they could no longer physically see or hear him, Jesus assured his people that the Holy Spirit would give the help they would always need. He calls him the Helper. Jesus goes on to clarify, saying, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. So believers needed to know that the Master Teacher would continue to be with them through the Holy Spirit. He continues Jesus' teaching ministry. In fact, the Holy Spirit reminds God's people of all that Jesus did and taught. This is very important for us to keep in mind. The Holy Spirit continues Jesus' ministry, and on his behalf, he teaches us all things we need to know. He even makes sure that we do not forget any of Jesus' teachings. Dear friends, the all things Jesus spoke about are what he himself came to accomplish as our Savior. This is the foundation of the unique peace Jesus promised his people. Let us keep in mind that Jesus distinguishes his peace from what the world ordinarily calls peace. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you." Only Jesus can provide that unique peace to his people. Only he is qualified to give it. Dear friends, 700 years beforehand, the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah spoke of God's personal initiative to accomplish peace between himself and our fallen and alienated humanity. Isaiah foretold the divine visitation to our earth in the promised Messiah. His coming to the world was to be in human form, in the flesh, as the Son of Man. This is the Messiah Savior promised through Abraham's line. Isaiah announces, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Dear friends, divine peace is exactly what Jesus came to accomplish through his death and resurrection. Among his own earthly people of Israel, there was conflict and division, and they were also alienated from the rest of humanity, whom they called Gentiles. The Apostle Paul reminds Jews and Gentiles alike of the reason Jesus came to the world. He says in the second chapter of his letter to the Ephesians, "And he," that is Jesus, "came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit." Peace is what Jesus wanted to leave for his apostles to take to the world. His gospel is called the Gospel of Peace. He came as the promised Messiah King. He came to earth in King David's line to establish an abiding universal kingdom of heavenly peace on earth. The second chapter of Luke's gospel records the heavenly announcement of Jesus' birth. It says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." In the 5th chapter of the New Testament letter to the Romans, we read of the peace Jesus accomplished. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." The text goes on to point us to the role of the Holy Spirit. It says, "God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." God shows his love for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. In the 4th chapter of the Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippian church, he assures believers of God's provision for them in Christ, saying, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah.